from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not want anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." They did not understand what he was saying, but were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, Jesus began to ask, "What were you arguing about along the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." Taking a child, he placed him in their midst, and putting his arms around him, said to them, "Whoever receives this child, such as this in my name, receives me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but him who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have a young family in the parish with a 4-year-old son, and the boy loves the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He probably watches it once a week, and he knows that Quasimodo is up in our bell tower and regularly rings the bells. One Sunday this spring, when Sister Marie was taking the children into the sacristy during the Liturgy of the Word, he suddenly, for the first time, stood up and decided to go with her. After Mass, when his father was putting him in the car seat, he said to the 4-year-old, "What did Sister talk about today?" And the little boy rolled his eyes and he said, "Oh, she talked about God, she talked about Jesus, not one word about Quasimodo." A wonderful, wonderful woman died this past week and will be buried from here on Tuesday. When her daughter was explaining to her children that their grandmother had died, she said, "Grandma ran the race, but she lost." And one of her children corrected her and said, "No, Mom, Grandma won the race." I think today's gospel is trying to tell you and me that in the complexity and some of the trials of life, we simply need to take on the naivete and the trusting of little children and simply say to our God, "I don't understand a thing you're doing, but I trust you." Amen.